Hello mga katambay, ikaw ba ay struggling sa mga gampanin, sa mga dapat mong gawin, most especially kung ito ay related sa mga goals at mga pangarap mo ngayong taon? In this episode, let's talk about ways to be 100% effective with our task. Yes, tama, 100% effective. Pero magiging effective ito katambay, of course, kung mag-e-effort ka at kung may gagawin ka. So, ready ka na ba na maging effective ang mga gawain, responsibilidad at makamit ang iyong pangarap ngayong taon? Then, let's do this! Hello mga katambay! Welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Now, it's easy to be lost in our journey towards achieving our goals for the year. Sa dami ng ating dapat gawin, sa dami ng mga distractions na nangyayari sa buhay, sa dami ng mga happenings na dapat kang mag-show up, parang nakaka-overwhelm na yung mga paulit-ulit kong madami, no, katambay. Nakaka-overwhelm na yung kagad yung ang daming dapat gampanan ng mga task. Let me give you an example, okay? This is me, my personal example na itong week na ito po ay super nakakalunod ang mga dapat kong gawin. I got to prepare a talk for Friday. Yan ang schedule ng Feast Manila. So I'm inviting you to join me every Friday, okay? If you're interested, message mo ko kung ano itong Feast Manila na ito. It's the place where broken heart gets healed. Now, as I prepare my talk for Friday, I need also to prepare for my podcast, yung content ko dito. I also need to prepare for the recollection that I'll give sa Baguio. So, 2 weeks ako actually nasa Baguio. May mission ako doon. At kailangan ko na rin paghandaan ito. I need to prepare my stuff and things sa Baguio, of course, dahil kasama ko yung wife ko at yung anak ko, no? And I also need to work, syempre. May trabaho ako. May role din ako bilang isang asawa at isang father. Ito lang muna yung i-share ko sa inyo. Hindi ko na mabanggitin yung ibang roles, no? Pero nagets mo ba katambay ang ibig kong sabihin na ang hirap ma-achieve ang goals natin? Ang hirap ma-achieve ng dreams? Ang hirap magampanan ng mga task natin dahil nga ang daming ganap sa buhay, di ba? Pero hindi naman dapat tayo ma-burden. Hindi naman dapat tayo ma-overwhelm or ma-stuck. Hindi naman dapat tayo matakot at huminto na lang and ma-burn out dahil may ways naman on how we can still be effective in accomplishing the things that we need to do. And ito ang pagkwentuhan natin dito sa ating tambayan. This episode is going to be the first part. So yes, dalawang part po ito. Ganun ko siyang pinaghandaan, no? And ayokong ibigay lang ng one-time, big-time. So, first 5 ay itong episode na ito. And the next 5 ay sa susunod po na episode. Alright? So, sa dami ng dapat nating gampanan, let me share to you my personal effective strategies that really helped me to be effective with my task. Ready ka na? Number 1. Well, we need to start with planning. Pero you plan for tomorrow this evening. Ulitin ko yan, ha? You plan for tomorrow this evening. Let me begin by telling you when you should plan for your task for the day. Gagawin mo ito every evening. Okay? I do this, mga katambay, and big help po ito sa akin. Sa gabi po tayo gagawa ng to-do list. Hindi sa umaga, ha? Kasi what you want to happen in the morning is malinaw na sa iyo kung ano ang mga dapat mong gawin. This will give you a sense of direction na kagad. This will give you a flow ng araw mo. Also, dahil clear na sa iyo ang dapat mong gawin, magiging efficient ka with your time. Di ba? Mamamaximize mo yung oras mo para sa mga task mo. Hindi ka na mag-iisip. Wala nang decision making na dapat gawin. Wala nang ano nga bang gagawin ko? Moments sa umaga. 'Di ba? Kumbaga sa karera, kung ikaw ay magsisimula pa lang sa starting line, yung iba, magsisimula pa lang sila sa starting line, ikaw ay tumatakbo na sa track, sa race track. Okay? Tapos ang napapansin ko sa sarili ko when I do this, alam nyo, nagiging madali para sa akin ang mag-focus sa tasks the following day. Why? Kasi parang nakakondisyon na yung utak ko nung kung anong gagawin ko the following day. Diba? May momentum na ako eh. Kasi pinag-isipan ko na siya nung gabi pa. Nakaready na yung thoughts ko. Kaya the following day, emotionally ready na rin ako. Tapos what's good with planning early is na ihahanda ko na rin yung mga bagay na kailangan ko the following day. Alright? And then now, how do I set naman my to-do list? Okay? Well, that's number two. Number two is you prioritize. You prioritize in order for you to be really, really effective with your task. Okay? Activity tayo. Please get a pen or a paper, or if you have your cell phone with you, okay na rin yan. Now, here's my suggestion on making your to-do list. Number one, sulat mo lahat ng gusto at dapat mong gawin the following day. Okay? Sulat mo lahat ng gusto mong gawin that evening. Sa gabing yun, sulat mo lahat. Okay? And then, check mo alin sa mga task mo ang pwede mong pagsamasamahin dahil parehas naman siya ng gampanin. Let me give you an example. Well, you need to call someone related sa work. Tapos, may to-do list ka rin na you plan to call your dad or your mom. Di ba? Pagsamahin mo na lang yan. Kasi iisa lang naman ang task. Gets mo? Okay? Iisa lang yung intention. Iisa lang yung gampanin na gusto mong gawin. Alright? So, combine mo na lang sila. Alright? Now, also check your list. And then, pagsunodin mo yung pwede mo nang pagsunurin. Example, exercise, then call dad or mom while cooling down. Or resting, while resting. Tatawagan ko sila. Diba? Magkasunod. Another example, I'll eat lunch and then after, I'll read the book. Diba magkasunod? Kasi when you eat lunch, hindi ka naman agad-agad work mode ka agad. Diba? At times, siesta ka pa or rest ka pa. So, dagdagan mo ng gampanin din. Read the book. Guess mo, Katambay? Alright? Now, let's move on. Letter C. After looking at your list, you check now what you need to prioritize for the day. Yung task na very impactful for you, okay, yun yung pipiliin mo. Yun yung ipaprioritize mo. Choose the top three. Number one, number two, number three. And then, the next two. Tapos yung mga matitira, i-check mo na lang. I-check mo rin, tawag dito, kung tatapos mo na yung top 5, saka mo na lang sila gagawin. Okay? Through this, you will have a sense of urgency sa mga dapat mong unahin. Now, consider mo in prioritizing is yung syempre importance ng task and also the urgency. Check the timeline or deadline ng task para malaman mo alin ba talaga yung dapat kong unahin dito. Okay? Nag-gets mo, Katambay? And last, letter D, check again the list. Baka kasi may mga nilagay ka sa list na mga tasks na gusto mong gawin, pero at the end of the day, pwede namang hindi mo gawin on that day. Nag-gets mo? Pwede mo tong, hindi muna ito kasi may mga kailangan akong unang kailangan asikasuhin. That is, kapag kunyari natapos mo na yung top 5 mo, di ba? Tapos may mga sunod-sunod ka pa. Yan yung isisingit mo. Gets mo, Katambay? Now, kasi what you want to happen is not to be overwhelmed with a lot of things to do mo. Di ba? Masyado tayong napapagod kagad just looking at our list. Kaya nga we need to prioritize. Now, in choosing your priorities, some would put sa top 1 yung pinakamahirap na gawain kagad. Okay? Iniisip nila ay para tapos na kagad yung mabigat na load. Tama naman yan. Pero yung iba naman, they opt to choose the easiest. Ito ay para may na-achieve na kagad sila early in the day. And that achievement is an inspiration, a push para magka-fire all throughout the day. Ito katambay, ang ako po ito. Okay? Yung I make it a point to finish the easiest task first. Okay? Kung ano yung easiest, ano yung quickest to accomplish. Big help talaga siya sa akin. Napapansin ko kasi yung happiness and joy sa akin whenever I accomplish something kagad. Nagkakaroon ako ng drive to be more productive all throughout the day. Okay? So if ikaw, alin ang mas prefer mo? Unahin yung mahirap or unahin yung madali? Ano? Depende yan sa iyo. Alright, katambay? Basta importante, you prioritize. Now, before I proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
Okay, so I encourage you to listen to them as after you finish listening to this episode. Let's move on. Number three. Third, 100% effective way on how you could be, alam mo yun, very, very good in your task. How can you be effective in accomplishing your task? Is, well, for me, you need to set a time limit. Parkinson's law states that normally, we tend to extend our time. We tend to take time, prolong a task na kaya nang gampanan at tapusin naman talaga kagad. Pinapatagal natin, pero pwede naman na, alam yun, okay na, magawa na kagad. Oh, aminin, katambay, may mga times ba na ganito ka? Watch out ha, dahil ito ang cause ng procrastination. And this is why we're not productive in our task. So what works for me is I set a timer. I use the alarm or timer of my phone or my watch, no? Yung timer ang nagbibigay sa akin ng push to focus on the task. Kailangan 'yon. Nagkakaroon ako ng sense of urgency, nagkakaroon ako ng thinking na hindi kailangan ko 'tong tutukan, no? Dahil yung oras maubos na to really accomplish the task. Another practice that helped me and until now, is ginagawa ko po is the Pomodoro method. It helps me to focus with the allotted time na nakalaan sa akin. So, napupush talaga ako to work on my task. Kasi in the back of my mind, may timeline akong dapat sundin. And as it end, I need to accomplish something. May drive, no? May, para sa akin, this is a good pressure. Well, good talaga kasi nagiging productive ako eh. May nagagampanan ako eh. Pero what I love with this method is that may breather ako. May break time. So katambay, here's how it works. You need to set your timer for 25 minutes. Then sa loob ng 25 minutes, wala kang ibang gagawin kung hindi yung task at hand. Wala, wala, wala. Yun lang. Focus ka lang dyan. Tuloy. Okay? And after the 25 minutes, you get a 5 minutes break. Okay? 5 minutes lang, ha? Pero you take the break. You stand up dun sa work area mo, lumayo ka, walk around, no? I don't know, bahala ka, galaw-galaw. Ako, yun yung ginagawa ako, eh. Then after 5 minutes, resume work with the 25 minutes again. So focus ulit. Repeat this 4 times, katambay. And then after 4 times, yung next break mo naman, take a longer break. It's up to you, maybe 15 minutes or 30 minutes. Alam nyo, ang dami ko pong na-accomplish when I do this. Minsan nga, hindi na ako umaabot dun sa 4th repeat kasi nagagawa ko na kagad. Tapos what's beautiful here, what's good here is my wife bought me an alarm clock. Yung alarm clock mong ito, nakakatuwa kasi may setting na siya ng Pomodoro method. So napaka-helpful po siya sa akin in being productive. Tutunog na lang, okay. Alam niyo yun? So big help talaga. What's important here is to push yourself and find ways to really work on your task in a specified time. Through this, may iwasan mo yung pinoprolong mo yung gampanin mo. Okay? Kasi kadalasan, natetempt tayo dyan. Yung tipong isipin natin na mahaba naman yung araw, okay lang, mamaya na lang. Yan, delikado yan, katambay. Kaya hindi natin natatapos kagad yung task natin. Let's move on. Number 4. Well, we need to be careful in multitasking. Eto na, no? I saw this quote in the internet and super practical ng message niya. Ang daming katotohanan. Listen to this. Multitasking, the art of messing up several things at once. Diba? May katotohanan, katambay. Some of us thinks that we are more productive kapag nagmumultitasking tayo. Pero ang tatao, all the more that we get delayed and even become more unproductive. Diba? Kasi wala kang focus. Wala kang focus dun sa task at hand. We are living now in a world that we tend to be busy. Busy does not mean productive, katambay. Okay? Maaring busy ka nga pero not contributing naman yung mga ginagawa mo sa task talaga. So let's change that. Be more focused. Kung being stick to one applies to the relationship, no? Applicable din po ito sa mga task natin. Stick to one ka rin. I-prioritize mo yung isa. Kaya nga, di ba, sabi ko kanina ay dapat nakarank ang things to do mo. May top 1, may top 2, may top 3. So clear sa'yo kung ano ang dapat mong gawin at ang dapat mong unahin. Now, check mo. Are the tasks that you're doing ay super nade-delay or walang progress? Baka nga kasi pinagsasabay-sabay mo yung mga tasks na inaagaw nito yung attention at focus mo. Pero the thing is this, kung hindi naman, no, pinagsasabay mo yung task, tapos hindi ka naman nagkakos ng delay, hindi niya inaagaw yung attention mo. Kasi may mga tendency at may mga gawain tayong hindi naman siya nakaka-delay. Multitasking pero, alam niyo yun, pwede naman gawin. May mga tao na pinagsasabay ang pakikinig ng podcast while doing something else. Parang ikaw, habang pinakikinggan mo ito, anong ginagawa mo? May kasabay ba? That's multitasking, di ba? As long as it's not distracting you to what you really need to do, then go ahead. Pero bihira lang po ito, ha? I remember one time na naglalaba ako, no? Super antagal ko. Antagal ko maglaba. Kasi I'm also watching Netflix. Nagne-Netflix ako while doing the laundry. Kaya tumatagal ako. Dahil ang daming times na humihinto ako while watching. So, hindi healthy ang multitasking ko. May times naman na when I wash the dishes, I listen to podcast. Nakaka-focus naman ako sa paghuhugas ng pinggan habang nakakapakinig ako ng mga favorite kong podcast. Parang ito, Tambayan with Coach Lep. Bias. So, yung multitasking na to is helpful sa akin. So, again, be careful katambay when you decide to multitask. Make sure that it's not distracting you. It's not grabbing your focus or your attention to what you really need to do. And last for now, number 5. Well, we need to be organized. You want to be 100% effective in your tasks? You have to be organized. Listen to this, katambay. National Geographic reports that psychologists and neuroscientists link the effects of clutter on cognition, mental health, and behavior. Kita nyo na, may epekto pala yan. Visual clutter can increase stress levels and anxiety, triggering a flight or fight response. Grabe! For better decision-making, you need to toss any papers that can be shredded or recycled. Ibig sabihin, kailangan maging malinis. Clear out non-essentials and put daily tools within easy reach. O diba, katambay, ang laking effect pala sa atin na dapat organized, na dapat maayos ang ating mga lugar, ang ating mga gamit, ang ating working area, ang ating study rooms, no? It helps our mindset to be conditioned for us to be productive and accomplish and focus sa task natin. distraction kasi siya, katambay. You know what? In our laptops or computers, learn to be organized as well. Put clear file names in your folders and pagsamasamahin lahat ng files na pwedeng pagsamasamahin, no? Nakakita na ba kayo nung sobrang kalat na screen? Ako, ganyan ako dati, no? Yung punong-puno yung screen ng maraming files at apps, no? Now, nilagay ko lahat sa isang folder, no? Na naka-label, clear kung saan sila, no? Also, when you work, you need to close all unnecessary tabs. Distractions kasi yan, eh. Open and use only the things that you need. Make sure to do this, no? Lalo na kapag you're done working. Pag end of the day na, shut down, alright? Para pagsimula mo the following day, malinis at organized. When you do declutter, ask this question. Will this support my task? If not, then consider removing it. Peter Walsh said, "What I know for sure is when you declutter, whether it's your home, your head, or your heart, it is astounding what will flow into that space that will enrich you. Enrich your life and your family." Ganda, di ba, katambay? I will end with this muna, okay? So if you notice, dun sa limang binigay ko sa inyo, these are tasks na pwedeng-pwede mong gawin, na nakapakakayang-kaya mong gawin as well, no? Para maging effective ka sa mga task mo. Next week naman, I'll share yung marang personal naman, about naman sa sarili, para maging effective din sa mga tasks na dapat nating gampanan. Meaning is about mga ugali, about mindset or attitude natin towards our tasks. Excited na ako para dito, alright? So recap lang tayo ng mga effective ways that I did para maging talagang, alam yun, efficient and effective sa mga tasks is number one, you plan for tomorrow this evening. Number two, you prioritize. Number three, you set time limits. Number four, you need to be careful with multitasking. And number five, we need to be organized. Tara, mga katambay, dasal tayo in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your love that at the end of the day, we seek for your guidance as we, true enough, Lord, struggle from all the tasks that we need to accomplish. At the end of the day, that we believe that we are called to do something. And there are a lot of times na hindi namin nagagampanan ito. But we want to make a difference this year, O Lord God. Kaya naman, we need your grace. We need your guidance. Na nawa, magampanan namin. With all this message na natanggap namin, O Lord God, may we be empowered and equipped. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Maraming salamat, katambay, for your time and for listening. Follow me, mga katambay, dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at iba pang platform kung saan mo man ito pinakikinggan. Please lang, pakiusap ko, pakirate mo naman itong podcast na ito. Big help po sa akin yan para marami po tayong makasama at maimbitahan dito sa ating tambayan. Message me sa aking email, tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com, or kaya you could follow me sa aking Facebook page na Coach Lep. You could send some, kung may tanong po kayo, clarification, and even affirmation, I'll be happy to talk to you. Okay? Thank you so much, Katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Maraming salamat po, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.